This week on Shotcast with Slater Harrison.
Like, can an animal reincarnate into a human? That'd be crazy.
I mean, I know some dumb people, if that's what you mean.
You're like, you were definitely a meerkat, yeah, you fucking idiot.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.
Welcome this week to Shotcast. Yeah, you like that? I feel like I could do NPR or something.
That was fun.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. So today I have a two-timer guest, Isaac Gartenberg. Say hello.
Hi.
Hi. He's not here. Thank you, Rick. Way to bring in the vibe. He's here on his own volition, okay? Looked like a hostage situation.
Felt like it.
Yeah. I'm like, say hi. I'm poking him with a stick under here. But today we are drinking, but we're not drinking alcohol. We're drinking cannabis infused heirloom. Adjust your altitude. That is a good sponsored ad right there. Get at me, heirloom. We are all over it. So I've never had it. Isaac has never had it, correct?
I have not had it either.
Okay. So you got to shake them up.
This one you do. This one you don't shake.
Because it's half and half, a.k.a. Arno Pommies.
Woo!
21 plus. Oh, wow, really? Is weed 21 and over, like alcohol?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I started smoking at 14, so that's not right. When did you start smoking? I know you took a break for a little, right?
Well, I just finished, like, should we taste this first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers. Cheers. That was the worst cheers
ever.
Yeah, that's
terrible.
You know what's crazy? That song is like a trigger for me. So I was expecting to taste disgusting alcohol,
yeah,
and that was delicious.
Good. Yeah, this is good.
Wow, I like it. It's refreshing, and it's going to make me feel great. I'm very excited about this. Thank you for bringing it on.
Yeah, I just try and figure out how many different ways I could completely ruin your podcast by not drinking alcohol.
Yeah. The first time I had Isaac on, we drank Monster. I got you the White Monster. I think that's
delicious.
What I named the episode.
The White Monster?
Yeah, I don't know. I should probably change that if I did, because I'm going to get canceled. But yeah, we had the energy drinks. Now you're coming in with the opposite vibe.
Yeah.
You're trying to bring the energy down to chill mode.
And then next time I bring liquid acid.
Yeah.
And we meet God.
Yes, yes. Well, instead of the shot song when we drink it, Rick, can you find a 420 friendly jam that plays when we do it? We're going to be doing them every 10 minutes, sipping every 10 minutes, hitting the can. So you got some time to research. Look at him, straight to work. Googling Bob Marley friendly, non-copyrighted songs. Oh, God. But anyway, so we'll see how this is. We'll check in every now and then. We'll probably imagine we just get like so high, and by the end, we're just under the table. Just passed out.
Yeah, I
could
see that happening.
Yeah, because you haven't smoked in a long time, or you took off a year. What happened?
Yeah, I didn't smoke for like 11 months. And then a couple weeks ago.
Just shy of the year.
Yeah, I was really close to the year, but I felt like I was close enough. And then a couple weeks ago, I had an edible, and I was back.
Oh, yeah.
But edibles destroy me, so this might completely ruin my week.
This, really?
Nah, just like
okay.
A couple hours.
I was like, hang on. My judgment of you and what you say is going to be really hindered because I get high, and then I'm like, wait, what? Are you serious or not?
But edibles do crush me in general. So I don't know how similar this is. We'll see.
I don't think anyone's ever been like, I took an edible and it was exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
it's
it never
always
goes right.
It's always a crazy story where someone just got way too high and started seeing shit or something. I took an edible 3 nights ago and I think I just finally became full brain capacity like yesterday.
Yeah, it takes a couple of days off.
Like, dude, well, you know what? It's their packaging, okay? And like how they have the serving size. Because they advertise it on the bag like 1,000 milligrams. And I'm like, okay, in the whole bag, what's the serving size? One. What's one of like a fruit roll-up thing? Like that's what I got. And I was like, the whole thing is one. Like, how do I know how much? Like they should have a ruler on the back or something.
Yeah, this where much you're is like, 1 inch
like
of fruit roll
3 inches. That is what you should take. So I just like took one that like kind of shredded off. It was like that maybe. Yeah. Dude.
Killed you.
I was so high. I went to the movies and saw Flight Risk.
How was it?
It was amazing. I was so high laughing at everything. And I was like, I don't even know if this is meant to be funny. I think it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I get that.
Mark Wahlberg just bald for no reason. He like shaved his head for that role. Dude, I got to see it again because upon exiting the theater, I was so high. I was like, how did it end? Like I literally forgot 5 minutes after I just watched it. And I was like, wow, I am like too high. Like, I can't even remember the time I just had.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to ask a stranger what happened, but I was like, that's too weird. I can't do contact.
The problem is edibles taste too good now.
So good.
It used to just be a brownie that tasted like weed, and you didn't really want to eat it.
Yeah.
But now like, you eat the whole thing, and you love it.
Baked in your fucking house when your parents were gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Open all the windows.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I wish it tasted bad. That's kind of like, I'm glad that alcohol tastes not that great by itself.
Right. You know?
Because otherwise, there'd be a lot more drunk people around.
I don't know if the taste is holding anyone back.
Really?
Like,
what
so?
If what if tequila tasted like Capri Sun?
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd never stop.
Yeah, like I'd put a straw in that bitch. Yeah. It'd be amazing.
Full bottle to the dome.
Yeah, it tastes great. And I'm getting drunk from it. It's amazing. Logic.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to be dropping some knowledge.
That was pretty good.
On this podcast. Yeah. You've never thought of that? If alcohol tastes good?
No.
Isaac, come on. What are you doing?
Yeah, I should. I should think about that.
Yeah. Don't let it be a midlife crisis.
Yeah,
now.
No, now
don't
I'm
going to
be
down.
Thinking about it for a long time.
Yeah, you're just like buffering over there. Like, fuck, what if Capri Sun was Blanco flavor? Amazing. Oh, God. But yeah, I'm excited. Rick, our great producer here, is giving us snacks. So we're prepared. We're prepared with the munchies. You like when I shout you out, Rick? Do you feel seen? Because people don't think you're real.
There's no one over there right now.
Yeah, you get the little laugh every now and then. It's just me with a soundboard. Like, no, he exists. He's real. But the pod that I was just on before this, and we had that they had the fighter on or whatever. He was talking about like this crazy ghost story, and I was like, that's actually a great like topic. And then it reminded me of like my weird encounters growing up. Like, did you ever have like a ghost or like? You ever do a Ouija board?
I never did a Ouija board, but there was one time that there were ghosts in my bedroom.
Please elaborate.
Well, did you ever see ghosts?
Yeah, but you had ghosts in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Like multiple standing over your bed? Like
there were a lot of ghosts in there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You had skeletons in your closet too?
I didn't go in the closet. I stayed in my bed till they went away.
Isaac, still in the closet.
Yeah, there were ghosts.
How many?
I don't remember exactly how many.
Are you fucking with me right
no,
now?
No, I'm 100% serious. I went to my bed to go to sleep, and my bed was in the corner of the room, so it was like the wall next to me and then the rest of the room.
Okay.
You know, to the side of me. A
couple windows, maybe a lamp. We
I'm
grew
just
up.
Describing
we
what
we
a
are minimalists,
is.
Yeah. I was in a hut, actually. I grew up in the Amazon.
Well, I think this is important to the story because there's two sides to my bedroom.
There's two sides to the story, too.
I would love to hear what the ghost had to
the
say.
The other
about
side.
It.
Yeah, what did the they other have side to said. Say?
But the whole open side of the room, I used to be scared to go to bed sometimes.
Yeah.
Because of ghosts.
Yeah.
So I would look at the side of the wall. Like, I would just look at the wall to go to sleep instead of looking at the open bedroom.
Oh, because that do your eyes, like, play tricks on you?
There's not enough space for anything scary.
If wall.
I'm on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, unless that bitch climbs up on the wall. That's some freaky
that never
demon
happened.
Shit.
That would be worse, but that never happened.
Okay, good, yeah.
And one night I was going to sleep, and I looked towards the room, and there was one old guy standing outside my window with like a newspaper boy cap on looking in. And there was an old lady sitting at my desk. And then there's one other person, I think, pacing around the room.
What? For how long? You just looked, saw it, freaked out, and turned back to the wall?
But, like, I observed them. They were there, and then I looked back at the wall. Because I didn't know how, yeah.
Did they notice you?
I think the old lady was looking at me. I think she might have been holding a baby, but I don't remember that for sure.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, the newspaper guy outside really freaked me out the most.
Why? Really?
If you're going to be a ghost, just come inside. Why are you looking at me from outside the window?
He's being polite. He has news to spread.
No, he was staring at me. It was creepy.
Oh, he was just like standing there like that.
He was
okay.
Looking at me through the window. Come inside at least
I'm
and scare me like a man.
I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. Do you remember that song?
I've never heard that song.
What? Oh, my God. He's just think I randomly broke out in a song for your ghost story.
I thought you just wrote that song.
I did. It's a hit. It's a hit. It's weird because I feel like ghosts are, I mean, I guess it makes sense because they're like old souls and like haunting shit forever. So, but I feel like every time someone has a ghost story, they're dressed in like 1800s attire or like there's not like a cyber hacker ghost. You know what I mean?
No, the lady had a big.
She had a big one.
Like she had a dress.
She got a big donk.
She had a dress on. And the newspaper boy hat, that's an old-timey thing to wear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay. They're always, like, from the 1800s or something. Like, I feel like ghosts are, like, you never see a modern-day ghost. Like,
that's
imagine.
Really good. Sorry.
Yeah? Black Cherry?
Yeah.
Did I fuck up?
No.
I was like, what is that sound? And then I'm like, I'm hearing things? Wow. Okay. We can do that. That'll be it. Maybe we'll get to the bridge of the song.
Eventually.
Yeah. And then we're just like, what is happening? That's good, Rick. I approve of that message. We'll do it from the chorus when we do it. Find your favorite part. I know that's your jam and possibly your ringtone. My Lord. My ghost experience that I was just talking about earlier was like I moved a lot as a kid and like so it would always be like apartment complexes and like townhouses and stuff. So like places where other people have lived a lot in, you know. So one of the places that we moved to, this like 2-floor like townhouse thing, important to the story, there's stairs involved. So one night, me and my sister, everyone's sleeping, and then downstairs in the living room, like loud-ass orchestra music started playing, like Bach. I'm like, who the fuck in this family owns a CD by Bach?
Right.
You know? So we all wake up to it. It was like max volume, like blasting orchestra music downstairs.
Oh, this was real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you just heard it.
Oh, no. It was actually happening. It woke us all up. My dad ran down, like, turned it off, and he was like, oh, that's weird. He's, like, skeptical.
Yeah.
You know? He's like, oh, yeah, ghost. Like, he doesn't really believe in all that stuff. But my mom is, like, hardcore. She's not, like, a ghost hunter, but she's...
But she's into that.
But she's like, there is some shit you just don't want to mess with. And I'm like, yeah. So then we all go back to bed. I'm, like, probably 12, 13, so, like, I'm scared. And I'd be scared.
I'm terrified.
I'd be scared now. I mean, and then we're going to bed 30 minutes later, and this is, again, like, 4 in the morning or something, and the stereo in my bedroom starts playing music. Yeah, like, blasting music.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a 5-CD changer. Remember those cool ones?
Yeah.
And it just kept, like, changing the CDs. Yeah, I was freaking out. So I started screaming. My dad, naturally, my dad ran in and he was like, you girls are like messing with me. Like he thought we were like pranking him or something. Uh-huh. I'm like, it's 4 a.m. on a school day. Like what? I got a test. I'm stressed.
Yeah,
like
I'm sleeping.
I want to go to bed. And so he like turns on the light. He's like, who's hiding the remote? You know, he's like checking and like seeing if we're fucking with him. And I was like, we're really not. So then we like get up. We're all like standing in the door frame. And the stereo's, like, on the dresser. We're all like, what the fuck is going on? And then my dad, like, asked it a question and was like, play this song that me and, like, Stacy, my mom, danced to at something. Like, a crazy, specific, weird song. And, like, it was all, like, his CDs in there. And so we knew what was, like, you know, what he was asking. And then it literally was like, and then played the song.
What the?
And my dad was like, okay, now I know you girls aren't like fucking with me. And
we're
like, yeah, that's what we told you. And he was like, this is crazy. And then he started asking it questions and saying like, turn the volume up for yes, down for no. And it was like doing that. And then my dad was like, all right. And like unplugged it. And he's like, we're not doing this. Like, I was like, why did we do it for so long?
So what happened? Did you ever meet them again? I mean, that's, how do you ever go to sleep?
I was freaking out. And
why can't they listen to music during the day?
Yeah, right? I'm like, I don't like this at all. It never happened again. It was just a one-off thing. Isn't that like so fucking weird?
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, I was like, I don't understand what that is. But then the weird connecting dot, I guess, was that like years later, because we never like told anyone, because like, what are you gonna say?
Yeah,
it's like our family secret. He's like, you don't tell anybody about this, don't tell your mother. And I was just like, this is so weird. But then at a funeral for like my uncle, all my family's there, and my grandma was like randomly talking about her sister, who was like the godmother to my dad and the one who passed away. And she was like, oh, yeah, like, well, he's with her now or whatever. And I was like, oh, who's that? I never met her. And then she's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, she was a really interesting soul. Like, she was super into, like, orchestra music.
Oh,
and God. I was like, what the fuck?
So you met her.
And she was at the wedding that my parents got married at when they danced to whatever song it was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, like, that's trippy. I'm like, I guess it was her saying hi. Yeah,
that's
like,
also crazy that.
Made a pit stop and just said hello in the most egregious or aggressive way. Like, don't blast music at 3 a.m. Dude, like, play it softly at noon.
Yeah, what if she needed something?
Yeah, she's trying to, like, tell us, like, I need help. And we're like, fuck this ghost. I'm plugging shit.
Maybe it's, like, jail. She needed, like, money to, like,
yeah, she's like, I'm stuck in limbo. My limbo bail is set at a way high amount that I cannot afford as a ghost. I haven't worked in years. But yeah, it's super creepy. There was like other weird things that happened in that specific place, not related to the music, just like weird, like just sort of like presence. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you feel like someone's like watching you. Oh my God, I hated living there. I was so scared.
Where was this?
This was upstate. It's like in the same town that we moved in like a bunch of times. But yeah, it was scary. So now I'm like, since I saw that as a kid, I'm like, oh, that's just like definitely, there's something to it. I think there is like a spiritual realm situation, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of selfish to think that we're the only existing kind of souls.
I saw the ghosts, so I know they're real.
Yeah, you're all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No music, huh?
No, but I lived in a very old house, so I think they might have worked there before or something.
Did anyone else in your family see anything?
I don't think I ever told anybody.
Isn't it weird?
What it's am like, I why? Say?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like you weirdly feel like shameful.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
yeah. And even if I did tell them, they wouldn't believe me.
Yeah. So, like, what's the point? It's kind of like your little secret with the ghosts.
Yeah. I think we kind of had a deal. If I didn't say anything, maybe they wouldn't come back. I don't know. Maybe it was just in my. I don't know. I didn't want them to come back, but they scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. They're probably like, oops, wrong house. Didn't mean to scare you there, Sonny boy.
They terrified me.
I got to deliver the news over here. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's... all that stuff freaks me out. Did you ever watch that show, The Ghost Hunter Show?
Yeah, but those... You can't measure ghosts.
No.
I don't think you can measure them.
Yeah, they got all the equipment and shit. I'm like, you're not Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Like, calm down. Like, it's so... I feel like it's just so dramatized, obviously, for entertainment, too.
Yeah. But, no, I think ghosts are real, but not like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, those are bad. It's kind of like the mediums, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think those... You know...
I'm like,
if you could really talk to dead people, you would be charging more than $25 or whatever, $50.
Like on a show or the people on the street?
No, like on the street.
Yeah. The one by the barbershop, you ever see that girl sitting out there?
I see her, but I don't go in.
Oh my gosh. So in the summer, she would like be sitting outside all the time. I was walking by once and she was like, hey, like trying to get my attention. I had my AirPods in and I'm like, yeah. And she's like, I just want to read you, like, for free. Like, you just have, like, this weird energy, and I want to give you a free reading. And I was like, I'm, like, late to the gym. Maybe on my way back. And then I forgot that I had said that. And then I was walking back, and I saw her on the street. So I crossed the street. And as I was, like, walking past, I was, like, looking. And she literally, like, turned her head around. And I was like, bro.
That's creepy.
I'm freaking out.
But she was just trying to sell you. Because once you're in there, it's
but
here's the next thing that I'm going to charge you for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've never gotten one of those done.
No, I don't mess with witchcraft.
Yeah, I feel like there's just some things that you... Yeah. They don't need to know.
I don't think most of it's real, but if it's real, I don't want to get involved with spirits and darkness.
Yeah, like
and
there's a reason that it's separated.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we should be knowing that. Whatever's going on.
I wouldn't go to space either.
Yeah, no?
Hell no.
I don't know if I would or not. I think I might take, like, a little joyride, but I don't think that I would do a mission, you know? Or, well, like, move to Mars.
When you're on an airplane, are you like, I love this.
I'm just fucking amped up.
Yeah, like,
give me more peanuts.
I feel like you gotta love flying on a plane to want to go to space.
You know, I'm not like a big plane fan, but I don't know. I feel like the anti-gravity thing would be cool. Don't you want to like fly around and
yeah? Float? Oh, all right, that part I would do.
Yeah, like that's what I'm doing it for.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not just doing it to like check out the scenery.
But they just should invent the Willy Wonka soda first. I feel like that's easier than space travel.
You think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably not.
That's actually what happens at the end of these.
Oh, you drink it and you start floating.
Yeah, you got the purple one. You are going to be that girl.
That's true. Yeah, I like the, as a kid, I always wanted that soda to be real.
Oh my God, dude. I wanted all of the candy and Willy Wonka and all that shit to be real.
Yeah.
It really sucks growing up. Nothing's as fun.
Even when you're a kid, it's not as fun. It's all in the movies.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I had a shitty childhood. I was haunted by ghosts.
Yeah. There was once we thought, this might have just been the wind, but there was, like, a ghost cow that we heard.
Boo.
That I could think might have been the wind, but me and my friend were convinced it was a ghost cow.
Really?
Yeah.
Can animals come back as ghosts?
I don't see why not. They could be companions in life.
I always think about, like, animals as, like, a reincarnation thing. You know how people, like, the cardinal is, like, someone that died.
Okay.
You know, like, in their family. Like, cardinal's, like, a big symbol, I guess. And, like, butterflies and stuff like that. And I'm just, like, I never thought of it in the way of maybe that would be a ghost butterfly after it's done. You know?
Well, at least
like,
a mammal.
Like, can an animal reincarnate into a human? That'd be crazy.
I mean, I know some dumb people, if that's what you mean.
You're like, you were definitely a meerkat, yeah, you fucking idiot. You just were popping your head in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. If there was a reverse reincarnation, that'd be really cool, though. Like, your dog dies, and then he's just like your new little stepbrother.
I guess then it'd be okay to pet the kid.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Now the kid can go on a leash. Yeah. It all makes sense.
He was Sparky last year.
Yeah. Sparky, and now he's Matt. Please call him Matt.
Matthew.
He gets very upset about that. Dude, people have dogs with, like, human names. What's your take?
I love that.
You love it.
It's
you
so funny.
You fucking weirdo.
I one day want a little dog that has, like, a mustache-looking face and name him Walter.
Walter?
I mean, come
on.
Wow,
you've thought about this.
I just saw a dog the other day, and I'm like, that guy's name better be Walter. He has such a nice, bushy mustache.
Oh, my God. Like a little, what breed is that? Like
it was like
the small one, right?
Yeah, I'm blanking on the name of it.
Same.
It was some kind of, I'm blanking on the name.
It's okay. I'm very bad at dog breeds, so yeah. Even if you said it, I'd be like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea. I'm really bad at that, but I want
it looked
a
like
dog.
Some kind of schnauzer mix, maybe.
A schnauzer.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. Do you have a favorite dog?
Like, breed or?
Yeah. You don't have to say the breed, just describe him.
No, I just like a dog that listens to me, you know, takes care of my needs, really makes me feel wanted and loved.
That's what most dogs do.
Yeah, that's what I look for in a dog.
Yeah, I just saw a documentary, Mind of the Dog. I love a good doc.
Okay.
And it's called Mind of the Dog. It's on Netflix. And it basically just goes into the science of the dog and human connection.
Okay.
And I'm like, there's like these dogs going in like MRI machines and shit. And I'm like, that's where our tax dollars are going.
Yeah, I kind of don't like when I see a study on an animal and what they think and feel.
Yeah.
Like I hate that. I'm like, maybe.
Yeah, but I don't want to know.
But you also, I don't know, you can't, unless you could like read their mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they have those weird freaking, you ever see those like buttons that the dogs can like push and they like have sayings.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, that's fucking weird, dude.
My sister did that.
Really?
With
your sister's weird, dude.
Yeah, well, it was, I think it was just one thing. It was just like click it to go for a walk.
Okay, that's fine.
But it would say walk. It was really kind of creepy still.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
There's people who have like 100 of those buttons.
Yeah, that's messed up. You got to find a different hobby than training a dog to speak to you.
Yeah, and I don't think it actually like understands the language.
No.
Like it knows the sound, I guess.
And it's really creepy. I know the dog's not speaking, but it's creepy for a dog to press it and goes, I want to walk outside. Like,
yeah.
I don't like that voice coming from a dog.
Yeah, it's freaky. Yeah. They should have it in, like, a different sound, at least. Or like, it's just barks that defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah. Like, God, I mixed these two barks up.
You're like, shit, now I don't know what you're saying. Are you mad or are you hungry?
And the dog means something else because it understands the barks.
Yeah, yeah. And then we bark back at it, try to figure it out. We just have to learn how to understand bark and then it'd be fine.
I guess then it defeats the whole purpose if you just learn bark.
Yeah. But why do we have to make them speak, you know?
Oh, we should just bark to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you there is a book like Barking for Dummies or something.
Well, do you think, you know, it's interesting. All dogs, I think, could speak to each other. Like, it doesn't matter.
What breed?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not racist.
Well, it's like they have the same language, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess how do you compare language to barking? Like, I wonder if there is other languages in the bark world.
Oh, you think there might be?
You know what I mean? Like, is it a universal bark system? This is definitely hidden.
I was going to say, this is definitely a high episode.
Oh, my God. Who let the dogs out? They barked in that. Who? That's what it means. Oh my God. Wow. Yeah, that's trippy. I could go on about that forever, but I'll save you.
My dad's been buying like dad shirts on Amazon and stuff lately.
Really?
And I don't know if he bought this one, but he at least sent the picture to the group. It's just the shirts like who let, it just says like I let the dogs out. He's like getting those kinds of shirts now.
I love ironic dad tees.
Yeah.
Like, please, all the puns, give them to me.
Yeah, I don't like them very much. He's, like, he bought himself number one dad shirts, but he's buying, like, number one son shirts, which I didn't really like.
Oh, my God. Wait, for you to wear?
I think. Maybe I'm making this up now that I think about it. I'm pretty sure he sent me that shirt, though.
Your dad just starts a fucking t-shirt company. Number one son, number one daughter, number one dad, number one mom, number one family. And you guys are just fucking
rapping. We got to all wear them?
Yeah. That's too good. What does he have, like, does he buy hats with weird sayings, too, or just strictly tees?
No, he's just been getting the shirts.
And he's just into it.
Yeah.
I love picturing your dad buying himself a number one dad shirt.
That I don't think happens.
Like, because usually that's a gift you give someone. And he's like, no, but I am the number one dad. I'm going to put that in my Amazon cart.
He's like, no one's recognizing the achievement.
Yeah, he's like, fine. That's like Michael Scott with the world's greatest boss mug.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like just a self-proclaimed status.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't gotten him, to be fair, one of those shirts in a long time, so maybe he's feeling like he needs to re-up the
crown.
Was
that your Father's Day gift?
As a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh my gosh. Remember like all the drawings and stuff you would do in school?
Yeah, I bet they still have them somewhere.
Really? They would save that? My mom literally had 1 week of life on the fridge, and then it went in the garbage.
It's probably just, like, piled in a box somewhere that no one's ever going to see it again.
What'd you draw? The ghosts?
No, I told you. That was a dark secret.
I told you I'm seeing it. Yeah, you kept that one to yourself.
Yeah, that one wasn't getting out of the bedroom.
Like, Isaac hates the newspaper delivery guy. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Skittish.
No, it was just me and the ghosts knew about that one.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it for you. Okay, good. Good. I'm proud of you. So how's life been? You're doing shows. You're usually at the barbershop, right?
Yeah, I'm there on weekends.
Yeah.
That's when the shows are. So that's when I'm there. I actually hang out there all the time, and people make, like, my other friends there would kind of make fun of me for it, but.
Really? Why?
I live around the corner, and I'm friends with the barber, so I just kind of go hang out there.
Yeah.
During the day.
I've always wanted to hang at a barbershop.
It's fun. It's
great. I've just never been invited.
I work from home. Sometimes I'll bring my laptop, do a little work from there.
Yeah? Oh, there's enough room in there to do that?
Yeah, just sit on the couch, answer some emails, hang out.
Wow. Do you ever get a haircut there? Or that crosses the line?
No, no, I get haircuts.
You're like, I'm best living in.
If you like this, 176 2nd Street, original barbershop. Talk to Greg, talk to John.
I'm going to talk to both of them.
Yeah, tell them I sent you.
I'm going to be like, give me a nice fade at the top.
Yeah, you should.
I'm just going to have your exact hairstyle.
You have
hairstyle.
Very long hair. I think to go to a fade would be it would be drastic.
Yeah, you know when like some women, they buzz like half their head and then leave the other like long? Yeah. I'm like, what is that?
Kind of a...
Pick a lane.
Kind of a Darth Vader vibe going on there.
Yeah.
Like when Anakin gets half the face burnt off.
Yeah. Yeah. A Gus Fring even.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true.
Now I'm just thinking of like Two-Face people.
Yeah.
Harvey Dent, you know. A lot of people have died with getting half their face. Yeah. Why is that a thing? Isaac, tell me. I know you know. I know you know the answer.
That's like one of the most basic fears of a human is losing half your face.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, everyone has that fear. I
wake
up every day.
It's always the right side, which is the wrong side, right?
I can't remember.
There's symbolism in that. I'm like, here, I have a lighter.
I think Harvey Dent was the left side because he was laying down looking at the camera.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
Well, I guess the camera could be on either side, actually.
Was he in a mirror the whole time? Yo, that trips me out. If you, like, take a front or a picture in the mirror and then it's like opposite.
That always freaks me out.
Yeah, looking in the mirror, you're not what you think you look like. It's really on the opposite side.
Yeah, even if you just take like a selfie though, like with the front facing camera, I think it flips.
Yeah.
It. That always throws me out. I'm like, this is never going to work.
Right?
For me.
I edit and flip it.
And then it looks normal?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I did not know you could do that.
Yeah.
I take a selfie and I'm like, who is this? It's just, it's off.
It's weird. And then you realize how not symmetrical your face is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm not on the hot scale then, God damn it.
Apparently, I'm no Tom Brady.
Yeah. Does he have a perfectly...
I don't know. I think so. I would imagine he does.
He would.
He would pay to have it symmetrized.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Can you symmetrize my face, please? Don't touch the bod, okay? That's where I do the work.
Ew.
That's where I kiss my son.
Oh, that was a hot video.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely jerked off to that a couple times.
And that used to be his dog, so.
Yeah, yeah. It's all weird. Full circle. What?
Whoa,
creepy. What animal would you be if you could turn into one? Now I'm in the animal kick, which is funny because last time we talked about penguins forever.
What animal would I be?
Yeah. Rick, that was really good. That was really good. Rick's high. You're high by proxy.
Yeah, we'll you get a contact off. High from us drinking something.
It's in the air. The molecules. We all went through COVID. It spreads, okay? You're 3 feet from me. You're not even in the safe zone. Do you know what animal you would be?
I think it depends how you want to go at it. The best, like, don't have to do anything life, dog.
Okay.
But the most fun... Big lion.
Big lion.
Huge lion. Well, maybe a horse.
Oh, that was a quick pivot.
No, a lion.
No, I'm lying.
There's just so many different ways you could go about it. If you want to run fast, I guess that's what your question is.
Well, you're king of the jungle now. That's a lot of responsibility.
I'd be a desert lion.
Okay, so are they more chill?
I don't
know.
Less
pressure?
I just feel like they're not the king of the desert, right?
Yeah. You're like, I don't want to be the lion king.
Yeah.
I just want to be a lion, like, jester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a prince.
Okay.
Well, not a prince. You got to be king. Maybe like a cousin, a duke.
Okay.
Duke of the desert.
That's less responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to run shit. You're just behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not directing it. You're just a producer.
Just hang out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would be a dolphin.
Oh.
But then I would get sick of the water after a while.
And that's probably not a good answer.
I know. And like sharks would freak me out.
Yeah.
Whales would, I would shit myself.
What's the reason you'd want to be a dolphin? Because you haven't
just
said anything good yet.
So yeah, I'm like, I want to torture myself. I'm into self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Just because like they look like they're having such a great time. They're always like, you know, they're laughing. They're humping people.
That's true. That's always fun.
They're smart.
Yeah.
They swim really fast. They jump in the air. It looks fun, you know. Like, I've never ridden a dolphin, but I imagine that'd be fucking great.
Yeah, that sounds horrible for the dolphin, though. Like,
what, riding it?
Being rowed.
Oh, yeah, that would suck.
You think they like that?
I don't know.
Actually, they might.
There's that. You ever see that one video where they're doing a swimming with the dolphins thing, and like the girl was like trying to get out of the water, and the dolphin like got up and was just like humping her on the fucking thing, and she like couldn't get out of it, and it's like it became like dangerous, and I was like, what? How does this end? Like,
yeah.
But it was a happy ending.
For who?
For the dolphin. Imagine that lady can never fucking come again unless she's being humped by a dolphin.
Yeah.
Yep. Touched by a whale.
Yeah. So that's why you'd want to be a dolphin.
Yeah. You know what? It's a bad answer. It's like I had to backtrack while I was saying it.
Yeah.
It's like you with the penguins. You get it.
Yeah.
You've been there.
And kind of with the lion horse thing. But a horse would be, I mean, you could live in Colorado and be a horse. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. That is cool. But
just kind of run
like
around.
A wild horse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. No ranch shit.
No, if I'm a horse, I don't want to work.
Yeah, you're going to be branded and like fucking run around the cattle.
Yeah, I'm so tired of all this horse work.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot.
I just want to relax with my family.
I just want to see my friends again.
Yeah, I could be a horse.
You could?
Yeah.
You want to? Sounds like you don't.
No, if someone told me right now, like I could either still be a person and go to work tomorrow or just go be a horse and not have a job anymore, I think I would take the horse thing.
Wow. Not a workhorse.
No, I'd be a wild horse.
Wild.
And I don't mind my job. I like my job. I just think being a horse sounds more fun.
Yeah. I mean, BoJack Horseman seems to have it all together.
Yeah, but he's working. He's working really
That's
hard.
That's true. He's wearing clothes. He's trying to be a human.
Yeah, he's partying.
Yeah, he's doing a lot. He's doing the Lord's work, and that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be able to do that.
The Lord's work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he's got disciples, you know. Yeah. You got a whole team behind you. Nobody does it. It's never a one-man show.
No, even for God. Yeah. That's a beautiful message.
Yeah, right? It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
For me, it's just one, but we don't have to get into that.
Oh, yeah, you're Jewish.
Sorry
for that. Yeah, like, way to bring the vibe down.
I'd take it back if I could, but.
How could you?
I'd be a Jewish horse.
How is being Jewish? You like it?
Yeah, I don't have a choice, but yeah, it's good. It's good for me, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Has it provided any opportunities for you?
That's so funny. Not a single one, actually. Well, that's not true. I've done some Jewish shows.
Oh,
but,
yes.
But
yeah,
that's
I
not
can't
like,
do those.
You know, I made like $20.
Oh, well, it's a Jewish show. Makes sense.
No, I'm trying to think. I think I've done a couple like kind of bigger Jewish shows.
I mean, like, I'm jealous you guys got to go to like bar mitzvahs and shit. Like, those seem like a dope ass time.
Yeah, I mean, you could go too. You just have to know a Jew when you were a kid.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know any 15-year-old Jewish kids right now.
Yeah.
Is that when you do it? 15 or
13? Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I was thinking quinceañera.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
Totally separate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were they fun?
Like, yeah, yeah.
What happens? Tell me the inside scoop on what happens at a bar mitzvah.
you've really never been to one?
No.
Yeah, well, in the morning you just
There was
like,
one Jewish person in my town growing up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Almost perfect.
The Frank family, ironically enough. Yeah, they were still going.
They weren't hiding.
Yeah, no, they weren't. They were very out in the open. But that was it. That was the only exposure I ever had until I went to college, and like everybody was Jewish because they were all from Long Island.
Yeah, almost too Jewish there, someone said.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't say it.
No, I didn't either. Someone said it.
Who did that? Rick? Anti-Semite.
Yeah, you just in the morning you pray, and then at night or after that there's like a party and...
Oh, there's like a ceremony first?
Yeah.
Not just all party? Not just getting wasted with the 13-year-old boys?
No, you gotta...
Who gets to go in the chair? The celebrant?
Bar mitzvah boy.
Yeah. Does anyone else get the chair? That's just for him. Reserved.
It's kind of just for him.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever... It'd be like if you were at a wedding and you married the groom instead, but it wasn't your wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was a quick comparison.
Yeah, I don't know if that's accurate.
I feel like it lines up.
Yeah.
That made a light bulb go off in my fried brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something in there.
But at a wedding, the bride and groom, they go in the chair too.
Oh.
Everyone gets a shot at the chair.
Yeah. I wish I could. Is it always the same chair?
Any,
what kind of chair are we talking? Oak, wood?
Whatever they got available.
Just a computer chair.
If this is all they had,
around, like.
They would do it. I've never seen that happen, but...
That'd be kind of cool.
The computer chair, you do a spin?
Yeah, and just freaking rodeo that bitch.
It's usually a good amount of, like, not the most in shape people with back problems lifting a chair, so that might be
tough. At least for the 13-year-old boy, it's not as heavy. But the bride and groom, those are full adult weight that they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever do J swipe?
I'm clean.
You're clean?
Yeah.
Yeah. No apps or anything like that?
No, I'm clean off them.
You're clean off the apps.
Yeah.
You got an app addiction?
No. I just.
He's like, I just couldn't help swiping right now.
Imagine if I was just swiping left on all of them. Like, these don't work.
I fucking hate it. Nobody's in my area. I put my mile radius on 50. What the fuck?
I'm not. I'm clean and sober from the apps.
Yeah. Wow. You're just straight edge all around.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Do you used to use them?
I have in the past, but no longer.
Yeah, I never used them.
They're kind of terrible.
Yeah. I only hear bad things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm like, why would I put myself and you wouldn't. Subject myself to it? Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's no fun.
I don't even think I could finish, like, the prompts and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a lot of homework before I get to see my soulmate, apparently.
Yeah, kind of when I stopped drinking, I stopped being like, I'm going to answer these questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to tell you about my perfect Sunday.
Imagine someone's prompts is just all N.A., N.A., N.A. Like, just look at the pictures and let me know if you're down.
That's all that. I mean, that's kind of all that matters on there anyway. You're not really like, wow, oh my God, she loves brunch? No, she's different.
She goes on hikes?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
So.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I guess it's more, I would imagine it's more for the women. They read that stuff and probably take it into account.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the guys are really, you know, looking at it.
Oh my God, she's fine with a fun night out or a chill night in? No.
Her favorite book is Moby Dick? I'm in.
Yeah. You think the girls read it and they care?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've, like, just seen my friends on it, too, and they're like, yeah, it's like, and just the photos, obviously. But, like, they're like, oh, yeah, like, this guy was cute, but, like, he said, like, whatever, and they said no.
Whoa.
But yeah. Yeah, so watch what you're
that
putting.
That changes things.
Watch what you're that putting out there.
Yeah, I'm going to get back on, and I'm going to have some fences to mend.
You're going to make, like, 10 different profiles.
Yeah, I got to do, like, a couple tests.
Yeah, do a whole, like, freaking experiment, and then at the end be like, sorry, I'm actually not meeting you up. This was just a test run.
Yeah, but I wanted to see. We'll work on the in-person stuff another time.
You're like, thanks for the ego boost. That was really nice.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it eventually goes into. Like, if you're not using it actively to, like, go on dates and actually go and stuff.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, they like me. That's good.
Yeah. You're like, look how many people liked me. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Not my personality, but just my face.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, like, a section where you can just be like, specifically, what made me want to do this was your third photo. And that was it. Like, oh, wow. Yes. That was good, Rick. I heard the
clip. I just so wasn't expecting it because the last shot didn't happen.
Yo, because Rick's high, too. We're all high. Wow, man. All right, wait. So have you ever seen the Hydeas website?
I think I remember that when I was in, like,
Yeah, like, something. Back, like, when Chat Roulette was out. Yeah. Like, that era. Dude, they were, like, the best Hydeas ever.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to look them up right now because I wonder if it's still, like, an active site or not. Hydeas.
It's got to be somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's there. Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, wow. Gas is a liquid, not a gas.
Whoa.
So why do we call it gas?
That's pretty good.
Wow. That is good. Whoa. Yeah, sorry. I just had a trip out. Then some random person just put, I smoke weed all day, every day. I don't give a fuck. Like, what, dude?
That is a high idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess there's no.
You would never think of that if you're not high.
Yeah, I always thought of it as like, inventions or
yeah,
like,
same.
Like weird, you know what I mean? But people
you read that one more time though?
I smoke weed all day, every day. I don't give a fuck.
Hell yeah.
Like that was you.
Yeah.
Plot twist. Yeah. I'm meeting the maker of this.
Yeah, I haven't smoked in a year, but all day, every day.
Yeah. All day, every day. Oh wow, these are so weird. Oh God. Whoa. Who's Niels Bohr?
I feel like I've heard. Wait, that's a person. Is he a scientist?
It is. Yeah, it's someone good. I don't know.
Someone good.
I didn't look it up. Oh, this person's asking, "What would your theme? What's your theme song? What would your theme song be to my life?" Wow.
Do you have an answer for that?
I don't know.
No, me neither.
No, I can't. That's like when someone asks you like what your favorite movie is.
Yeah, I'd have to write my own theme song.
Isaac. He's coming out the house. Isaac.
I don't know if that's exactly it, but it's close. I feel
like
it'd
be an upbeat thing. It's kind of like in The Holiday. You ever see that rom-com?
Is that the name of a movie?
Yeah, The Holiday.
I don't think so.
Oh, because Jack Black's in it, and his job is like a jingle writer or something. And so he's always like comparing things to songs, and he's like obsessed with them. And he's like, Jaws, it was just two notes, like, duh-na. And he's like, then he like writes a song for this girl's like life and like her like presence and what she would sound like if she were a song.
It's a good movie.
Essentially what we were doing. Yeah, that's the whole movie, actually. I don't know why they call it The Holiday.
Oh, it's not about a holiday?
No, it is. Oh. It
is. Is it good?
It's like a Christmas wife swap situation. But
oh,
like,
wife swap.
Life swap.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
It's I've never heard of that porno. The Holiday. I've been saying it wrong this whole time. Yeah, it's like it's got Cameron Diaz.
Oh,
yeah,
they swapped her.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, Jude Law. You know,
cool.
Yeah,
maybe I'll watch it next Christmas. Something Kate to aspire Blanchett. To.
It's a good one.
Yeah,
it's a good one. Yeah, you and your Christmas.
I watch Christmas movies.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow. Are there any Jewish holiday movies?
Not many, and they're not very good.
They're just from like the 1800s.
Eight Crazy Nights. Adam Sandler.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That's all I could think of right now. There must be other ones.
There's got to be. They got to be more represented in the holiday flicks. You know, I've Who's always gonna said buy that. It? I would.
No, you wouldn't. You've never been to a bar mitzvah.
Because I didn't know Jewish boys. All right? If I did, I would have been invited, okay? I got invited to all the Sweet 16.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Those were terrible. Remember Why? That show? Just because, like, everyone was just, like, little... spoiled bitches.
Did you have one?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But that show made me hate it more, I think.
Okay.
Remember on MTV?
My Super Sweet 16.
Yeah, oh my God. They like cry because their Bentley was the wrong color.
Yeah, I would be okay with an off-color Bentley. I can make peace with that.
Yeah. I wouldn't, so you drive. Because a lot of people who live in the city don't know how to drive. And like,
well, I don't have a car with me, but
show me right now how you drive.
I could drive, yeah. I drive often enough.
Oh, you do?
Often enough.
Yeah. It's weird, because anytime I, like, go back home and visit or whatever, I, like, get behind the wheel. I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Just, like, riding a bike.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
But in the summer, I'll go home, get a car, come back.
Oh, really?
And go back.
Where are you from again?
Jersey.
Okay.
So it's, like, go grab a car, spend the rest of the weekend here, and then drive back.
You just want to go for a little joyride, or?
Well, I go for like a day or something. Okay. Then I come back, and I don't want to take the train a bunch of times.
Driving there, immediately turning around, driving back.
Yeah, so I do that.
I miss that, like being in the car.
It's nice.
Driving, yeah, listening to music. It's like a kind of like a meditative state sometimes.
It's good. You could kind of go into a trance, close your eyes, and just let God take over.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Moses.
Yeah, Moses, take the...
Still a wheel.
Water.
What the hell?
Yeah, it is still
It's still a wheel.
Yeah, he could drive. I don't know why I acted like he was a girl.
Girls can't drive?
No. That's the preconception.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good driver.
Yeah?
I want to drive like a race car. Like.
Do you go fast when you drive?
I go fast, Ricky Bobby.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great time. And then it like kind of freaks you out. Like if you're on the highway for mad long and you're like pushing 90 and you're like, oh shit, because you just weren't paying attention. I'm like, damn, like I was just like moving at an extremely fast rate and like not even here.
But 90 is not that fast.
Oh, okay. What are we pushing, Isaac?
No, I don't go that fast.
You going 100 back to Jeezy?
I don't do that. I'm a very safe driver. But I like my friends that drive fast, they go fast.
Yeah, I want to go fast.
Yeah, that's a great, Fast and that's Furious. A great movie.
Yeah.
Ricky Bobby. Fast and Furious, too.
Talladega Nights. Yeah.
you threw too many in there.
Yeah. Vin Diesel is, you know.
Bald?
He's been bald a long time. Has he ever had hair?
He didn't share that with me.
Vin Diesel, when he was in your bedroom with the ghost, he never said anything.
You think he was there?
Vin Diesel? Yeah. He's always there.
Oh.
He's always present.
I don't probably like that here so right much. Now.
Do you watch the, what was the award show that just happened?
I didn't.
Not the Grammys. Fuck that shit.
Golden Globe?
That. Yeah, the Globes.
No, I didn't, but I heard it was great.
You didn't watch it?
I just didn't
want to check out Nikki Glaser's hosting skills?
I feel like I saw clips and they were great, but I like, yeah. you know, I don't know. Yeah. What am I going to do?
You're not an awards show guy?
No.
Just like, cool, good for you, other people I don't know.
I don't even know half the people in it.
Really? Oh, you're like disconnected from
big time
media stuff.
Yeah, they say names. I'm like, I'm lost.
I'm pretty bad at names, but I think that's like it's because we're in the older generation now, so we don't keep up with the Kardashians. You know?
Take offense.
I mean, you're what, 28?
20? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We're millennials, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I am.
Yeah, you're right at the brink.
Yeah, I'm right at the brink.
Yeah, I think it's like 96. I don't know.
But in college, they called me a millennial. So I'm like, all right, we'll do that one.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, I identify as millennial.
They told us we were millennials. I'm writing 111.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know all why. Right.
So I like that you retained just that bit from the class.
Yeah. I wrote 3 papers and then my friends rewrote them and I did great. We did great.
It was a team effort.
It really was.
Did you ever have to use the Turnitin website?
Oh, yeah.
For plagiarism and shit?
Well, my friends just had. You know, but they didn't copy and paste. They had original thoughts that I didn't have.
Did you pay them?
No, they're friends.
Oh, so they just like did it out of the goodness of their heart?
Well, I like wrote the whole thing.
Okay.
And then they made it sound like not an idiot wrote it.
You are so dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to do this for you so you pass the class.
They just made it sound like an intelligent person wrote the paper.
That's nice. So that's basically, I feel like that's what.
It was like an edit.
Yeah, not an overhaul.
Yeah, well, it was an in-depth edit.
None of the words were the same, just your name at the top.
And thank you.
Yeah, that's how you wrote your essay.
Yeah.
At the end, thank you for reading. I hope you give me a good grade.
It was like a 3-page email.
Yeah, sincerely. Yeah. Best wishes, Isaac.
Best wishes is a good way to end a paper.
Oh my God, yo, I used to hate writing papers. My one, I forgot what class it was for, but there was one where you had to write a 25-page paper. How you doing?
Good, good. Yeah? That was funny.
Yeah, little camera check. That'll get you.
I don't know why I liked it so much.
Yeah, you really liked it.
I really did.
You're letting it off.
Yeah.
You're letting it go. Let it rip.
Sorry, you wrote a 25-page paper, you said?
I'm going to write a 25-page paper about this. Oh my God, that's ominous.
That sound always makes me immediately feel exhausted.
Oh my God.
I think I'm conditioned to it from the
yeah, it's like morning. Pavlov's dog.
Yeah.
Like I'm just conditioned to freak out when I hear it. Oh yeah, I like how we got a different section. I was gonna go to court. Are you trying to say something? It's like your future's not bright, Slater. You're gonna go to jail. Have you ever been arrested?
Not yet.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you?
You're planning on it?
I'm not planning on it, but.
What do you think you would be arrested for if you were?
Public
masturbation.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't know. Whoa, what would I be arrested for?
Yeah, because like I don't know what you would be ever. I think your potential
think
for arrest
that.
Is low. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I kind of mostly passed that. I might like.
Because you don't drink, you know?
Yeah.
That usually ends all bad things.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I'm going to think about it. I think, I pay my taxes.
Yeah. I gotta find a tax guy.
Oh, yeah. I need to send somebody stuff.
Yeah. I got to do it right now. It's not good.
Yeah. No, I do taxes.
I do my own taxes, but like this.
On like TurboTax?
Yeah, or H&R Block.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, like I've always done it myself forever. And this year I think I have to get a guy because I was like laid off last year. And then like I did like freelance stuff and like.
Yeah, I need a guy this year too. But I also do the online stuff.
Yeah. What'd you get into this year or last year?
Don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, like I'm under federal law.
Well,
I can't incriminate myself. That's what you'll be arrested for.
No, it's legal what we did.
Mm-hmm. It was a write-off.
I'm not a tax guy. I don't really know. I don't think any of it's being written
off.
Yeah,
claim ignorance.
Yeah.
That'll get you out of
I don't
things.
Think that gets you out of court or jail, though.
Yeah, I was wondering that. Like, is I don't that think just it does. Is that just like a TV show little trick, or is it real?
I think it's up to the prosecutor. Based on my many hours spent watching police interrogation videos on YouTube.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, they're really fun to watch.
You just like Google or YouTube?
It's just on my page now.
Wow. Yeah. And there's like a series, like a channel that does them all? Or are you hundreds. Just fucking hopping around there's looking hundreds. At all of them?
Yeah.
What's the most interesting interrogation you saw?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know? Are they interrogating like murderers for the most part?
Everybody. It could be anything.
Mostly, no one's safe.
Mostly it's murder, yeah.
Wow.
It's,
okay.
You know what's interesting is that they always, instead of getting a lawyer, they just lie to the police.
Yeah.
And I don't get that. Like, you know you killed that person.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, nah.
Wasn't me.
Yeah. You, like, I don't, I'm like shocked that they think they'll get away with it by just saying it wasn't them.
Yeah. You can't play it like Shaggy. You're going to get arrested.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, I don't get it either, because, like, then you watch them, and then they're trying to lie on the spot, and I'm like, you're literally working with, like, professional people who trained to, like, do this, and you think you're just going to, like, somehow, like, skeet your way out of it?
Yeah.
Like, it's so stupid. That's how this other doc that I watched, What Jennifer Did, it's called.
Okay.
And she, like, basically plotted to, like, murder her parents. Crazy shit.
Oh, shit.
And, like, she just went in there and started, like, saying this weird ass story, and then it didn't connect, and you're in there for like hours.
Yeah.
Like, I can only imagine the mind games that
I don't
start
get that.
Happening. But the fucked up part was it was in Tennessee, and I guess there as a officer you can lie to get
a
confession.
Oh yeah, you could do that, I think, everywhere.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
You could just lie?
Yeah.
Is that other thing true where, like, if you're a cop and I ask you, you have to tell me? I'm getting all the legal cliches out. I'm curious.
I don't know.
And I don't know why I think
you
have
the answers.
Yeah,
I'm definitely not a lawyer. I did consider studying for the LSAT once, and I looked at two practice questions, and I said, you know what? I think the law is not the place for me.
I fought the law, and the law won.
The law won quickly. All my information on that's from TV shows. So
we're debunking TV shows
with a TV show. But it's like a TV show says a cop has to tell you, and then another TV show is like, nah, that's fake. That's just on TV. I'm like, but you're on TV too.
Yeah. How can I get to the source?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess Google.
Yeah, yeah.
We could probably Google it.
Wait, what would you be arrested for?
I was arrested once, but...
Oh, for what?
I broke into a Six Flags.
That's cool.
Off hours.
Did you get on a ride?
Yeah, it was great.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. I climbed the top of a roller coaster.
No.
I took, like, some big stuffed animals from the prize places.
Are you serious?
I had a ball, yeah.
You climbed up a roller coaster?
Yeah, that was stupid.
That's
we
scary.
Joking. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I was,
yeah, that
like,
makes it
19.
Safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yep.
And you all went to jail for, like, what, a night?
Yeah, we went to juvie. No, they didn't catch us that night. Yeah, someone snitched that worked there that went to our high school.
Oh, so someone let you in?
No. Someone, like, saw it on the cameras and, like, recognized us. Yeah, fucking named us all. Yeah, we all got taken in.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know what you want me to say. They did the mugshot, fingerprints.
Oh, you're in the system.
It. Yeah, and I was like, what? But my public defender got my record expunged, so I think I'm good. Yeah, public defender, man.
Yeah, he did his job.
Yeah, it was a woman.
Sorry, I should have known.
Her name was Nellie.
Nellie?
She's sick. Yeah, she got that shit in and out, free. And then all my friends, like, got lawyers, and they got, like, worse deals. And
really?
Like, yeah, yeah. Super crazy.
That's pretty cool. Were your parents upset? Or they didn't really care?
Not really. I don't even think my dad knew.
Oh.
And then my mom was like, oh, okay, well, you learned your lesson, right?
Yeah. Like, and you're all bounded by ghosts or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You learned your lessons pretty good for that.
Yeah. Like, I was like, yeah, you're right, I did. It was really embarrassing.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, I took a couple Jamaican bananas. You want them back? Like, I don't know.
Like, oh, with like the hat and
yeah, and I'm like, what? Like, yeah, I took them. I'm sorry. It was so weird. My punishment, all I had to do to like get out of it, like my deal, was that I had to write an apology letter to Six Flags.
No way. Yeah. To like the corporation.
Yeah.
Dear Six Flags and all its valued shareholders.
Yeah. It is me, Sledger Harrison. I have ruined your name. I have taken you down a notch enough. Five flags. It's embarrassing. You guys really do need to get better security, though, because that was way too easy. Let me tell you a couple things. No, but I basically was like, sorry I took the stuffed animals. Sorry I made you lose profit because they had to close a certain part off of the day. And it was peak time.
Oh,
it was like
no.
summer. Yeah. Damn. They had to close the water park down because we broke a bottle near it. So they didn't know if there was glass. Yeah. I'm really painting a great
well, that's like, picture for myself. In my opinion, a little dramatic. Because a bottle broke, you have to close down the whole...
Yeah,
you got insurance. Yeah. You're Six Flags. Let a kid cut his foot. It's fine.
Yeah. How else is he going to learn? I was probably swimming in pee and all sorts of things. A little Band-Aid float by my way.
Oh, God.
That's worse. I'd rather just be cut by glass.
Yeah. Then the kid gets a little payout. You guys... It's a write-off, probably.
Yeah.
Talk to your guy. Let me know.
Yeah. I'll get another tax guy.
Yeah.
And he'll get me a write-off. I'm going to sue.
I actually do think that that's overkill, though, to shut down half the park for...
Thank you. You know, I thought it was dramatic, too. I was like, one thing, it wasn't even, like, in it, you know? It was near it or something. Yeah. They, like, drained it all. I'm like, you guys are dramatic.
Yeah.
I feel like it's all just, like, one day someone's going to hear me tell this story because I've told it before. And they're going to be, like, an employee at Six Flags or something and be like, we found her. Get her, boss. Like,
hey, it's expunged. You could come for her, but...
Yeah, can't do anything about it. Except for maybe all the shit that I'm saying on here. But I love you, Six Flags. I would never go to Disney on you.
You weren't banned from Six Flags or anything?
No.
Oh, that's pretty good.
No, I went there like 2 weeks later during the day and paid like a normal person.
Yeah.
And but I was walking around like.
Was that before you were caught? Or after?
Before.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's classic. Return to the scene of the crime behavior.
I know. I, like, wanted to get caught. I'm just a fucked up little 19-year-old.
They say they go back to the scene of the crime because they get the high of doing the crime all over again. That's why they like hearing about it.
Is
also.
That it? Yeah, that makes
you
sense.
You got a little high from it.
Wow. But that's not worth the risk. Just contain the urge.
If you contained the urge, you wouldn't have killed him in the first place.
That's true. That's why you're a murderer.
Yeah.
Because you can't contain the urge.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you think you could ever kill someone?
Me?
Yeah, in, like, self-defense.
I don't think... I had a dream the other night where there was some kind of mission I was on, I think, and I was in a fight with someone, and he had a knife on me, and he tried to stab me, or I think he might have stabbed me. Then I had to take the knife and, like, stab him back.
Really? And your dream self did it, no prob?
No, there was a problem, but I did it.
You weren't trained in the dream.
No, it was really quite jarring and terrifying for
your
me.
Your dreams are just exactly the same as real life.
But then he didn't bleed. I should have known it was a dream. It was really scary.
Oh.
It was creepy as hell.
Was it like vivid in your memory still?
No, but it was.
Yeah. Yeah, well, clearly it's
It's
still there.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I used to write down my dreams.
Did you try to lucid dream?
Yeah.
Did it work?
I did it one time.
Uh-huh.
And I feel weird saying it. It's like the ghost thing.
No, I feel like I did it once too.
But it fucking happened.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It didn't last very long because I realized.
Yeah.
And then it woke me up. But like, it was probably a good like 10 seconds if you could time it. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm like dreaming. Like it was in the middle. And then I was like trying to be like not startled because I didn't want to wake myself up and that failed. But I like was like, oh, what can I do? What can I do? I have limited time. And then I like jumped up and was like floating above like this like neighborhood. It was really weird. And then I was like, oh, wait, yeah, I'm definitely not awake. And then I woke up.
That's cool. Yeah. I always tried to.
You could do it. I had, like, a book on it.
Yeah.
I got, like, weirdly into it.
I watched, like, YouTube videos. As a kid, that's like, yeah. I watched videos on it.
Yeah. It's crazy. The whole, like, dream realm is wild. Like, they're, like, my dreams are, like, super vivid. It's, like, scary. Like, when it's a nightmare, oh, God, feels so real.
Oh, yeah, that actually could affect me into the day if it's that bad.
Yeah, and you wake up like, what the fuck was that? And then
it takes a while to realize it was fake.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, the interpreters and stuff, you ever see people trying to tell you what the meanings are?
I've looked up little things like
teeth
falling out or, like, punching.
Yeah, it's weird that that those dreams are so, like, universal.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we're all having that kind of dream. That's weird.
I haven't had that in a long time, but the teeth one specifically.
But yeah, but everyone's had that dream. Like, it's a known, like, it's common weird. Dream.
Yeah.
But, like, why are we all dreaming it?
I don't know.
Are dogs dreaming about it? Let's bark at him and find out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, that's just a weird, that's a weird thing. You ever see Inception?
I love that movie.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah, I've watched it many times.
That shit tripped me out.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the first time I saw it at, like, a drive-in theater. And, cool. Yeah, so I was, like, kind of distracted because I was outside. And, like, there's just other people and, like, some people are talking. I don't know. So I wasn't, like, really paying the best attention. And I was like, this shit is, like, fucked up. I don't know what's going on. Like, I went to the bathroom. I came back. I was lost.
Yeah.
And so then I saw it a second time, like, in a inside theater. And I was like, whoa. And then I watched it, like, a third time. And then I think that's when I finally connected all the dots.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's like Interstellar.
You know? Yeah.
It's just, like, a crazy-ass shit that's, like, real, though.
I just saw that for the first time, like, last year, Interstellar.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that part with Matthew McConaughey watching his kids, like, on the video, and all the time has passed.
Well, maybe that's what you controlled the music. You know how he's hitting the books?
Oh, yeah, right?
That's, like, the same thing.
Yeah, trying to send a little SOS, yeah. And I was just like, what is that, a ghost? And it was actually me. I am Ghostface. That's actually crazy. I never even thought about that. Do you think that that's what ghosts are?
I don't know.
To full circle it back?
Ghosts are an unknown being.
I don't know why this entire time, too, I'm just asking you questions that, like with the intensity that you have the answer.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about the ghost.
Yeah, I'm like Isaac, so what do you think about this law? You're like, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
I know as much as you. What do you specialize in? What's your specialty? What do you know a lot about?
Me?
Yeah.
Not much.
I just know a little bit about everything.
I'm reading a book on Jewish gangsters right now. That's kind of cool.
That's sick. Were they, like, in New York? Where are they based at?
Yeah, there's New York, Newark, Philly, the Midwest.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Bugsy Siegel. He was Jewish.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Meyer Lansky.
I feel like I don't really know a lot of gangsters.
Yeah, I don't know too many. I guess
you're
I know
pretty gangster. Look at that.
That's what they say.
Yeah, you're tough. You're tough.
Yeah, what do you know a lot about? I feel like, don't you ski?
I know a lot about geography, especially mountains, let me tell you. Weather, forget it. I know when it's going to snow before it does. Yeah, I ski, but I don't like follow skiing as a sport. Mm. Like, I just do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, I really want to go to the X Games at one point in my life.
That sounds fun. I used to like watching snowboarding, half pipe.
Yeah, right? That's like, so it's fun. So cool. Dude, I hit the terrain park once. Bad idea.
You got hurt?
Oh, I fell a bunch. I didn't get, like, hurt.
Oh, so then, fine.
I did jump up on one and slide down.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, like, after 8 times of trying and falling on my ass. And I was like, I did it.
Would
and then people
again?
Just breeze by flipping. I'm like, what the fuck? What'd you say?
Would you do that again?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it was fun.
That's cool.
I just, like, took a wrong turn and ended up there. Like, I wasn't really setting up to do that.
Yeah,
and I was like,
you were there.
Well, if I'm already here, I might as well do it, you know? You're looking at the wonderful wall.
I don't even know what I'm looking at, I
Those
think.
Are all my friends. Do yeah, you know did them? You? Are you almost done with yours?
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, like that much?
Yeah, no.
It's fast acting.
Oh, no, I have more than you.
Sure you do. Wow. Calories on yours, 25. Mine's 100.
Sorry.
You son of a bitch. That was your plan the whole time.
Well, you didn't eat today, so.
Yeah.
There
yeah,
you go.
That's true. I know. I might get into those crackers after. But do you have any, like, upcoming shows? Anything you want to plug?
I was thinking about the crackers after as well.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I haven't had those since, like, grade school. Remember these are, like, always packed in your lunch?
My sister's allergic to peanut butter. I didn't really have
Fuck
that until
it,
college.
She ruined it for you.
Yeah, I had them in college though a couple times.
When you packed your lunch in college,
I packed it myself
with a little love note from yourself.
Yeah,
my mom would always leave those little notes in
That's
there.
That's nice.
Shit. Yeah.
You
no,
later.
I just open it. You fat bitch. I hope you don't eat any of this.
Yeah, don't finish it. Leave some for tomorrow.
You're only getting one lunch this week. Oh my god. So do you have any shows? Anything you want to plug? Anything coming up?
No, actually not a. I have nothing
I'm
of note.
I'm a loser.
Yeah, I come on here just to promote myself, the brand, have yes. fun, drink something that's not alcohol with a friend.
Yeah. Just shoot the shit.
Yeah, I have internet access. Isaac G Comedy. So that's about it.
Isaac G Comedy. Don't forget it.
One S, two A's. Just how God intended.
Oh, yeah. You are specific about that.
Well, people spell my name wrong a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't care if you just spell it wrong, but just know you did it incorrectly.
Yeah, and don't ever do it again.
Never again.
Yeah, no, yeah. That makes sense. So what do you? What's your rating for this?
I would say...
Taste, this, 1 to 5.
Like a 3.5.
Wow, really? I thought you liked it.
I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, you're a harsh judger, man.
I don't know.
Shit.
It's good. It tastes like White Claw-ish.
Oh, maybe that's the point deduction.
Yeah.
Because it reminds you of something bad.
Nah, I think maybe black cherry is not my favorite flavor in the world. But it's good.
Oh, okay.
Like if this was lime, I think it would be a 4.
Oh, nice. Yeah, mine's like, it tastes just like a Arnold Palmer.
Really?
Yeah, like exact. I'm pretty sure it is 1.
Yeah, this is good.
Just a lie. okay, so taste, I would say for me in this flavor, I would say 4.5.
Great.
Yeah. And then effect 1 to 5.
I'm going to say, as it stands right now, and this is subject to change just the second this ends, it's like a 4. It's not like killing, but it's good.
So 4 on satisfaction of the result.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like okay. I'm destroyed, but it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say the same. It's also vegan, gluten-free. I mean,
that's what you want.
You can't go wrong. I can just taste the love in this can. Heirloom, everybody. Go get yourself some Altitude. Adjust it. Cannabis-infused lemonade tea, half and half. That's mine. His is black cherry. He hates it. 5 milligrams.
He hates it.
Of 5 milligrams of CBD and 10 milligrams of THC.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I also have one at home that's 5 and 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just bought an extra one.
Oh, okay. Well, look at you. You're gonna have quite the noche.
I don't think it's for tonight.
Oh, okay. All right. Isaac's like, I'm off the bend. Drinking again, but I'm drinking alcohol only. Oh, I just did that. Whoops.
Yeah, I could get behind. Seeing how the rest of this night goes, I could get behind something like this on a more often basis. Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you like through
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But not in it. It's okay. We're over anyway. But that's just hilarious. Just yeah. Trying to hear you. No, I'm listening. I'm listening, Isaac.
I was thinking that I could.
It's like, what is he doing? So anyway.
It's like canned when you're a kid.
I forgot how it works. Oh, my God. All right. That's time for me to unplug. Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for coming on
again. Yeah, thanks
for
having me.
Yeah, thank you for making me high and not make any sense for an hour. That was great.
Anytime.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.